Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
Man, Good morning.
Remember a week ago today, we were sitting around and we were going, oh man, tonight is one of the biggest Powerball drawings ever. It was just a week ago today.
Yeah.
And nobody won it, but just 5 days later, this past Saturday, somebody did. They hit the jackpot.
Bam. Thanks, Mark. You're like that feature on Facebook, and it reminds me. It's like, hey, 5 years ago today, and it shows me a picture of my ex-boyfriend or something. And it's like, ugh, thanks for that reminder.
I love getting those because it is
just as broke as I was last week.
No, I love getting those because then you see a picture of yourself. It's like 3 years ago, and you're like, man, I looked so young. I looked so fresh. Like, I just looked so good. And then you're like, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, ugh, what happened? Hey, what happened? By the way, though,
Facebook reminders are brutal.
They're brutal. They can be brutal. Tonight, and like, you know, until this jackpot gets bigger again, I read this thing this morning. Don't ask me why I popped up. But like, now's the time to play the Powerball and the Mega Millions because the competition's less.
Right.
Less likely to share.
Everybody else starts buying in.
Yeah. So just give me a little, you know, just give me a little money tip. This is a financial. It's our new feature, 6 a.m. financial advice.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't think you ever want financial advice from me.
Why? Play the Powerball. That's great advice.
Exactly. Is it? Because that's the advice I would give is play the Powerball.
Yeah. Let me ask a question here. How is this good at financial advice? You're spending money.
Right.
Right? So you're wasting your money to most likely not win.
What if you win?
But you're wasting it, not gaining it.
Kevin, also financial advice for me, you got to spend money to make money. Don't they say that?
Kevin, I think you should apologize. You know, in the state of Florida, the lottery supports things like the education system. You're not wasting. You're making a donation that may have a big payoff.
All right, I'm sorry, Florida Education Commission, whatever it is.
Education Commission.
This is correct.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out. We because when these things happen so quick, I love it. But our Mutt Monday dog, Spanky.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Gone. Got adopted yesterday. The first day, because they're closed Monday. So on Mondays, we have the dogs in from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. They come in because the shelter's not actually open Monday. That's why they can bring the dogs in here. So Tuesday, yesterday, they opened the doors, family came right in, and Spanky gone.
Spanks is so cute.
Spanks is so cute.
I was so happy to see that yesterday.
I know. So thank you all, though, for sharing the stories. You know, you jump on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, and you help share and watch the videos, and you like it. It really helps get the stories out of the dogs. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's been a good morning. We gave you great financial advice, and Spanky's got a home. So,
yeah.
Let's keep it going now. That's time to get rich. Yep.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I was thinking about this the other day. I never finished college, right? I finished like my first semester.
So is that how much you did? You did go to college, but you just did one semester.
I signed up for classes and I showed up to a bunch of them, but not enough of them to make a difference. So then I never went back.
What was it about it? Just the learning style?
Well, I got into radio, and I started doing, you know, when you first start this business, back in the day at least, you had to work the overnight shift.
Right.
And I could only do that for a semester, so I worked all night, and then I would go in to do classes all day, then you'd have to study at night.
Right.
And it was just crazy. So I was a political science major, so I would have to go to my poli-sci classes. I have to go and, like, do debates and stuff like this. I just come
You're
in
like,
there.
You're like, I'm too tired for this.
It got to the point where I was like, I was just trying to end these debates as quick as I could, whether I won or lost. Like, so you're just constantly going for the kill shots. And it just didn't work. So,
yeah.
So I got in this. And then it's like,
days.
Yeah. And then I'm like, So I always want to be a lawyer. I want to go to law school. Then I'm like, well, I don't know. I kind of regret it. And then years went by. And then I sort of regret it. And then you and I worked together up in D.C. years ago.
Yep.
But then we meet again down here, and you're back in school, and you're about done.
Yeah, so after D.C., and, you know, they laid everybody off up there, I came back here, and I wanted to get a job, but I didn't have my degree. And I was thinking, well, if I'm not in radio, what the heck am I going to do? So I decided to go back to USF, and it was just the best decision for me. That's not for everybody, but for me, I hands down am so happy that I went back. And now look, like, it went by so fast. I'm about to graduate. I graduate in less than a month.
But I think what's cool is you're going to graduate almost a decade after a lot of your friends did. Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
No. But I'm not. But you are. I mean, you know. But you.
No, I know.
But it's not like you were just doing. You weren't living in your parents' basement.
No.
I mean, you had a career. So yeah.
There is no shame in my game, and there shouldn't be for anybody that wants to go back to school. There's no shame in wanting to learn.
Kevin, you kind of did the same thing. You took some time off.
I'm basically on the same path as Melanie. I went to college, then I got a job here. So then I was like, "This is money's more important than school." I have a job. But then went back, took a couple classes a semester, and finished 10 years after all the other people I graduated high school
incredible.
With.
That's incredible. I mean, I think it's awesome.
But I have a bachelor's degree, which it's just what I wanted. It's the piece of paper. Listen, the fact that you're even talking about this makes me excited for you.
He gets very passionate, I can tell. People can tell. Look at this. He's very animated.
I want you to do it.
Pro school.
Because I did it. It's so rewarding to yourself.
It really is.
So I'm thinking about I'll go back to school and then get into law school.
Ugh, but love it.
But by the time I finish all this, you're talking about 6, 7, maybe 8 years.
Right.
It's a long time away.
It is.
But
those years are going to happen anyway. How I looked at it too.
Might as well go to school.
Right. And then I have 5 kids and they're young. So I am going to need like another career probably. Like I'm probably not going to do a one career. Probably not. You know,
most people have 3 careers in their entire life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just read that the other day. Isn't that crazy?
Interesting. Yeah.
I didn't think about that, but I think you're right. I just read that the other day. So I don't know. So your vote is I should go back to school, but I've got to start from the bottom rung. I mean, I got to take like geometry and algebra.
That's how everyone had to start.
Sure, and everything's online now.
I know.
So it's easier for you. You don't have to drive to campus and go to, you know,
certain
times.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
And then I got to go to law school after that. So that's another, you know, I'm just talking it all out, you know. But then if you're in trouble, I can represent you. I can be your lawyer.
Ooh, yes.
Think of it this way, too. How old's your youngest one?
He's 20 months, so not even 2 years.
So 20 months. Okay. Let me do the math. Okay. So he's almost 2.
Listen, I know where you're going with this. Yes. I will be that guy at his high school graduation where his buddy goes, "Oh, I see your grandfather came." He'll be like, "That's my dad."
No, not at all. I was just thinking that by the time he's as old as your other kids who are 8 and older, then you'll have already be done with law school.
Oh, God. See, when you put it like that, you're right.
He's
it makes so much
old.
Sense.
He's only as old as your current children, other children are. There's no excuse. If you want to do it,
my wife is so supportive. She's like, "You just got to do it." Like, she's like, "You just got to go back and do it."
And every semester that you wait is a semester you could be further along.
Yes. Why did we bring this up? All right. Well, anyway, thank you for your support. But more importantly, congratulations to you guys. It's inspiring to me to see you guys do this. Like, Melanie works hard all day. You get up so early. You go to school all day. You have tests. You have papers. You have, not field trips, but
finals are coming up because now we're down to the last 3 weeks.
And you've done it. It's supposed to feel awesome.
It does. It feels good. I'm excited to have my life back.
Good for you. Kevin, congratulations to you, too. You did the same thing.
It's a rewarding feeling.
It is an inspiration.
Really is.
You've done good things. For all you kids listening or old people like me, you can do it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, Deep Fried Nashville's next. We're going to play audio of Jake Owen teeing off on a hugely popular golfer. The golfer actually exploded on him, but he tells the story. It is great.
Oh my gosh, so good. I wish I was there when it happened.
And Jake even admits he had a few cocktails when all this went down. So you'll hear him tell the story next. After Brett Young, QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Jake Owen on a podcast talking about what happened at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan is a professional golfer, super popular amongst the golfing community. And there's a bunch of other VIPs there. Here's what went down.
I did give Phil Mickelson a lot of though, at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan got married in November, and Phil was there, and it was the day after he played Tiger. I had a few cocktails, and I saw him across the room, and I was like, I gotta go tell this guy what I think. So I walked over to him. I was like, "Hey, Phil, you owe me $29.99. I was like, "For wasting 4 hours of my life with the golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make 3 birdies between the two of you. I want my $29.99 back, and apologize to me for some golf." And he pulls out a wad out of his thing, and he grabs 100. He's like, "Yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday. Take 100 and go."
Oh,
right in my
face.
This
can't be real.
I swear.
Unbelievable. Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth, Jake Owen, having a few cocktails. This is Jordan Spieth's wedding. And Phil Mickelson just absolutely unloads.
F himself.
Well, I mean, it's Phil Mickelson. He can do what he wants.
I mean, you can't really say anything more messed up than just go F yourself.
I would love to have been inside Jake Owen's head when this happened, like the second this happened. You know, and Jake's a cool guy. He's like, and he loves to golf. But I guess he just, the booze got the best of him. You never really see Jake Owen like this.
He's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday. Take 100 and go
What?
Yeah, right to my
face.
This
can't be real.
I swear.
All right, so the next time you see Jake Owen, he has a few drinks. Anything can happen.
Yeah, talk about a story for your wedding, though. You know how everyone recaps their wedding and they talk about everything that went down?
Yeah.
That's kind of major. Well, you know.
Jake Owen came to my wedding and almost got into a fight with Phil Mickelson. Awesome.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
There's Carrie, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, this is great. Have you ever played in a softball team, like a rec softball team for work or something?
Not for work. Back in the day, in middle school, high school,
Kevin,
I played softball.
Kevin, you ever been on like the work softball team?
No, I have not. Wow, I was on a flag football team, but not a softball.
God, I used to be on the softball team every year, and you don't hear a lot about softball teams at work anymore.
No, like I don't hear about any teams here besides gambling teams for the lottery.
Shh, you're not supposed to talk about it. The first rule of gambling club is you don't talk about gambling club.
Oh, right, sorry.
Man.
I'm out of the club.
Well,
yeah, you are.
The FBI will be here tomorrow, but until then.
Cool, that club, I just saved money by getting kicked out.
Bush Beer, this is great. They want to sponsor your softball team? This is awesome. So they're doing this promotion, right? Like, they're going to give you a $5,000 signing bonus. And if you win the championship of your league, you get a $10,000 bonus.
What?
Yeah. And this is great. They're going to take care of the shirts. They're going to take care of the hats. And, of course, you'll get a season supply of free Busch beer.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, this is like the next step down from the majors. Like, this is like you've almost made it. You know, you've got your own beer sponsor. Everybody wants their own beer sponsor.
Oh, it's like a step down. It's a couple steps down.
We'll put it on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, all the details of how to sign up and what you got to do. It's real easy. Just use social media with some hashtags.
Do adult softball teams need $10,000 to $15,000 potentially for?
You split it up.
So everyone just gets the money? That's awesome. I didn't know if it had to be used towards the team. It's like, what are you going to do, buy a team bus?
No. You split it up. It's like, but that's if you win the championship bonus. But you get a $5,000 signing bonus if they pick you. But yeah, think about it, though. You're going to get your own jersey, your own hats.
Look official, for sure.
And a season supply of beer.
So you'll suck because you'll be drunk.
Doesn't matter. You're a winner.
But you'll look good doing it.
Right. You're a winner because you'll be the only team with a beer sponsor in the softball league.
You look so good, but you'll still stink.
We need to try to get a team around here just to try to get this sponsorship. I'll start working on that immediately. All right.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Man, this is scary. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Listen, I'm a guy, I probably go to the beach like once or twice a week, right?
You and the family are always out there, it seems like.
Just love it. I just love the golf, man. Just love being on the golf, saltwater.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Well, have you seen this shark that pinged like due west of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, this is no baby shark.
12 feet long. Her name is Miss Costa. And she's 12 feet. She's pinged, like I said, due west out in the Gulf.
She's too close.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I love wildlife and everything like that. And I'm not one of these, like, I'm not really scared of sharks, but I do want to keep my distance.
Really? I bet you wouldn't say that to a shark that's coming at you. Like, yeah, I'm not that scared of you.
No, here's the thing with sharks. Like, I respect that it's their home, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to get in their way. But I like sharks. Like, I think they're cool.
Well, I do too, but I don't want them anywhere near me. And even in the Gulf of Mexico, this is too close.
Yeah, the one thing, it's crazy that they do these tracking things where they can tell where these sharks are. Like, I want a tracking thing that tells, like, how hungry they are. Like, when is the last time she ate? Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Like,
is Miss Costa hungry?
Right. Like,
should we be scared to get in the Gulf of Mexico?
It's like, you know where she is, but now we need to figure out how hungry she is.
I agree. Or they just need to go out there and feed her. Just give her all the chicken she wants, plump her up, so that way she just isn't hungry when she gets close to us.
Keep her happy, or like maybe tempt her with like a trip like further out in the Gulf. You know what I mean? Like
something else to go.
All right, so 12 feet, and there's a bunch of websites you can go, by the way, and you can track these sharks. There's apps you can do it right from your phone, these big sharks. And they tag the real big ones, like the ones that are 10 feet and bigger when they can.
She's almost 1,700 pounds. 2,000 pounds almost. Oh, my gosh. You're telling me you're not scared of that?
It's like your car chasing you, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like your car swimming after you. Miss Costa, let's just stay good, girl. All right, stay hungry, but do it far away, way far away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Riley Green. There is a squirrel. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. That's how I have to sing it now. I got my kids singing it now. There was a squirrel.
Ever since you've said that, I cannot unhear it. I always sing it. There was this squirrel.
I'm so dumb. All right. I don't know why it makes me laugh, but there was a squirrel. And then I see a squirrel and I go, there was a squirrel. The song doesn't even have to be on. I just see a squirrel and I go, oh, there was a squirrel. Dumb, isn't it?
It is, but dumb. It's so dumb that it's stuck now because I can't unhear it.
Low Cash, the boys from Low Cash are going to join us in about 13 minutes, 7:30 here on 99.5 QIK. Low Cash, one of them just moved here, so this will be pretty cool. See what they're up to.
Yeah.
Well, wifey got him to move down here to St. Pete. So that's awesome. Talk to them. They got a brand new album out, by the way, too. Just came out last Friday, Low Cash. And then 8 o'clock this morning, if you happen to be low on cash.
Oh, I see what you did there.
We could put a grand in your hand on QIK. Shot at $1,000.
So great. My hand was feeling so empty.
Well, I mean, what would you rather put in it? Would you rather put a squirrel in it or $1,000?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not a fan of rodents.
Not into rodents?
No.
Oh, I think squirrels are cute.
They are. They're super cute, but they carry rabies. Cash, put it right in my hand. Put it in my bank account.
There you go. I really like Thomas Rhett. 99.5 QIK.
Who doesn't?
Well, but I got to tell you, 25 and sitting around drinking wine. I have a lot more going on at 25 than that. I got to tell you. I think he gave up a little bit early on that.
Because he started his family and you got to not go out as much. So
I don't know.
I still go out.
I'm just making myself feel better. Like, man, at 25, I had a lot more going on than sitting around drinking wine with my wife. I did. I had a lot more going on.
I would agree with you. I didn't really get into drinking wine until
that's what I'm saying. Like,
until it was kind of frowned upon drinking on weekdays. And then it was like, okay, I guess I'll have some wine and watch The Bachelor.
Like, until one of your friends convinces you, drinking wine's good for you. You're like, oh, I'm in then. I'm totally in. But like, you don't fall into that trap until you're in your 30s. So it's all good. Yep. All right, on the way next, Low Cash will join us. This is Chris and Preston. They're excited to talk to these guys. Get a new album out. And they are next set to join us from Nashville. Low Cash, 99.5 QIK. Let's welcome our friends Low Cash to the show, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. What's up, fellas?
QYK. Hey, hey.
What you doing, man?
Who
we got on here?
Chris and Preston hanging out with us. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, man. You know, calling you, hanging out, wishing I was there right now. Do you guys know I live there now?
Yeah.
Just moved.
You have any favorite drinking spots?
No, I've only been there one day. I haven't been home since I moved.
How'd you decide to live here, by the way?
I love it. My wife is from Tampa, and I fell in love with that city when I fell in love with her. And, we had to get to a spot where, in our career, that we could do this. I mean, I live on a bus 200 days a year, so.
Man, it's so cool, because like you said, when you fell in love with her, you fell in love with the city. Good thing she wasn't from, like, Buffalo or something.
Yeah, right. That would not have been cool.
He's got it down right, though. Happy wife, happy life. He's
exactly
on the tour bus most of the time.
That's pretty much the deal, isn't it?
Let her live by her family. Makes sense.
I think it's so cool. By the way, congratulations on the new album, Brothers, guys. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's awesome. What's the day like? Because you work so hard, you know, the audience, like, you don't get to see all the work that goes into putting in an album, you know, just the writing and thinking about it. And I know it's a lot of stress, studio and everything, but when it finally gets done, when it's like, no, you couldn't change it if you wanted to, what's that night like to celebrate? Okay, new album's coming out tomorrow. Like, what do you do the night before?
Like, we were nervous. It's like super nervous because, you know, we've been working on this one for 2 years. So it's a nervous feeling, but it's exciting at the same time.
Album is out from Low Cash. It's called Brothers. At what point in your guys' career when radio stations or, you know, whatever websites would be like, so are you guys brothers? At what point would you guys just be like, yeah, okay, we'll just go with it. We're brothers.
I know, right? Well, it kind of worked when we were picking up chicks early on, you know?
I bet.
We'd say we were brothers. And,
it really worked. We were definitely good wingmen.
But a lot of people, just like you said, they thought we were brothers, and we even tell them that we're not, and they're like, so what was it like growing up in your house? We're like, we just told you we weren't brothers. And
then they're like, we didn't grow up
so
together.
So you guys are identical twins. And we're like, no, we are not brothers. But we really do feel like brothers, even though we're not blood. And, you know, I got an adopted older brother. I got a blood little brother. And Chris, man, I love him just the same as those guys, you know? So we're just family.
And more like a sister, maybe. I don't know, you know?
Yes, you are more like a sister.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
The sister he never had.
Chris is like, man, I love my sister Preston. She's awesome, man.
She's amazing.
All right, listen, I want you all to go and support. Now we could say support the hometown brothers,
yeah,
right?
So
support
local.
Tampa St. Pete. It's Low Cash, and the album is Brothers. It's out, so it's ready for you to go get it. And all right, so are we going to go drink some beer when y'all get back, or what?
Of course, or margaritas, either one.
Or both, or
Bloody... Yeah, we don't discriminate.
Last time I saw you guys, you were on a boat with Bloody Marys, so maybe...
There is a place down there. We go on a boat. I think it's called Sea Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
Or the Angry Taco. Or the
Angry Pepper.
That's it.
Yep.
Man, Angry
Taco
would
be bad. We may or may not have just been there on Thursday.
We may have just gotten thrown out of there a couple nights.
Okay.
That happens. It's fine.
We'll go back and throw. Well, let's go get thrown out again. We'll do it with you guys. Low Cash Brothers album's out. Go get it. And you'll see us all drinking around town soon.
Let's do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Big thanks again to Chris and Preston from the band Low Cash for hanging out with us. There's a new album's out. It's called Brothers. Go get it. They had some great stories, and it's kind of funny. My favorite thing is that they said they were at that one restaurant called the Angry Taco.
I know.
It's the Angry Pepper.
What are the chances? Because we were just talking about the Angry Pepper yesterday.
You and I were just there Thursday night after opening night for the Rays, and we were there way, way, way too late, and they were just there.
Yeah, it sounds like they had the same experience that we did.
Yeah, they can only remember half of it.
Yeah, so
that's cool. But it's cool that they're going to be in town a lot more. Great guys. Kind of like a party band. Man, every time you see them, it's just a party. So it's good stuff from Low Cash. All right, on the way, we've got a $50 Subway gift card. We're going to play Mark and Melanie's famous name game. Get ready for it. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. And Joe, our contestants this morning for that $50 Subway gift card. Beth, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Beth, and you've got to name one thing in that category. Then, Joe, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. Then, Beth, it'll go back to you. We'll go back and forth until somebody runs out of names
or
in the category.
One.
Yeah, don't repeat anything either. Beth, because we're talking about that huge shark out in the Gulf of Mexico, 12 feet.
Yeah, great white.
Beth, your category is things found in the Gulf of Mexico. Go.
Jellyfish.
Seaweed.
Saltwater.
Sharks.
Boats.
Oh, Joe, 3 seconds, my brother.
Mahi, mahi.
Beth, congratulations.
Okay.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Remember Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yes, I love that show.
That was Move That Bus, right?
Yeah, move that bus.
And the whole city was there, the whole town. And yeah, they'd move the bus, and then the family would be like, oh, my God, that doesn't even look like our house anymore. And Ty Pennington was the host.
Yes.
And they had spent, like, 2 weeks renovating the house, and it was always, like, a really, like, heartwarming story. Well, the show's coming back for 2020.
Which I'm so excited about. I will definitely be watching.
Melanie, you could be on the show, though. Like, you could be on the show. And if people listening right now, you could be on the show.
Well, yeah. So HGTV is casting for it, not to host it, but they are looking for deserving and inspiring families that have good stories that deserve a home makeover or just a home in general. So I don't think that I would qualify for this. I have an apartment and I'm not deserving of it.
Why can't you pimp out your apartment?
Well, because you've got to have some sort of heartfelt story as to, like, why you deserve it. So I think...
You don't own your apartment, so you're technically homeless.
Technically, I'm homeless. But I can think of a lot of other people who would be deserving and that I could... you could go and you can nominate as well. So you can apply for yourself if you have a good story, or you can also nominate somebody else.
All right, we're going to put the application on the 99.5 QIK Facebook page. So maybe it's you, maybe it's coworker, friend, yeah, relative, whatever. But this would be great to be on that show.
Move that bus.
That was the best part of that whole show. And they would go, move that bus. And everyone would go, oh, my God. And the whole I don't know how they get the whole town to show up. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I would always get chills the second that the family would see the home and they just break down.
Oh, it's great.
On the ground crying.
All right. Nominate somebody. Go to our Facebook page, 99.5QIK, to get the application. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Melanie has this terrible idea. 99.5 QIK.
Is it terrible? I'm not sure.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Here's the thing. Melanie wants to set up one of her friends with the guy that works here at the radio station.
Yes.
Now, the reason why I think it's your intentions are awesome. Like, they're on point.
Yeah, I want to take two people who are currently single looking for love, and I want to be the matchmaker.
We don't know that they're looking for love.
Cupid.
We don't know. You're hoping they're looking for love. We don't know. But the problem is if this doesn't work out, you're in the middle, you'll always see your other friend, and then you'll always see the guy at work.
Yeah, so that is the downside.
That's the downside, is when you try to get in there in the middle, and you start mixing it up a little bit.
And I will be honest, I don't really know him all of that well. I mean, obviously, I know other people in the building. They have nothing but nice things to say. I've been doing a little recon on him, trying to find out, is he normal? What does he do on the weekends?
Is he normal?
Well, you know.
I don't even, like, do you
sometimes
just...
Sometimes radio people can be a little strange.
Yeah. Are you just asking people, like, is he normal?
Well, I'm saying, like, what do you know about him? Does he seem, I mean... Does he seem normal?
Does he seem normal?
Do you think I should set him up with one of my best friends?
Yeah. So the guy, he works at one of the other radio stations, right?
Yep.
His name's Mark. And I don't get the impression that he's looking for a committed relationship. But I get the impression from your friend that she is looking for a committed relationship.
Yeah, that I know. She is ready to find someone, and she deserves someone that's going to treat her well, that has a job.
I just don't know that that's
you
Mark.
I know Mark has a job.
But my God.
He seems like a sweetheart.
No. No, see, I wouldn't call him a sweetheart. That wouldn't be my... He seems like a party guy to me. What do you think, Kevin? You know him better than any of us.
No, I think you know him better than me. He talks to you more. I think I agree with Mark. I don't think he doesn't seem like the type of guy who's ready to settle down, but you never know until you try it, I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Are guys ever really ready to settle down until they find somebody? Younger guys.
No. Hold on. That is life. You're not until you do.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You're having fun until you meet the one.
You believe that you have the answer to the missing link of his life. I'm just saying, you've got to feel confident in that. Like
you have to.
Yeah.
You think you have found the one? You're putting way too much pressure on me right now. I just would like them to go on a date. I don't know. Is it just a blind date if I show a picture to the both of them?
Well,
I mean, yes it is, because they don't know each other at all.
Picture? So, what does that have to do? I mean, did you ever see the Bundy things? They thought that guy was a good-looking guy, remember?
Okay, I know he's not a serial murderer. He works at the station.
Or do you? Ted Bundy was in law school. I mean,
yes, he was.
Okay, well...
Being one of the freaks of the Wild 94.1 Freak Show, I don't know that I'm putting above law school. Sorry. Like, I don't know that I can do that yet, right?
Well, I think he seems nice. He doesn't seem like a serial killer. And
no, he is a nice guy. There's no question. He's a nice person. But You know, you just have to weigh the positives and the negatives on whether you want to do it or not.
Let me ask you this. Would you have dated him? Like, knowing what you know now, would you have gone on a date with him?
No.
Well, man. Then,
but that's how not your friend... against him. That's just, I don't want to date anybody that works in this building.
No. I'm just saying, if you just saw, you just said you saw a picture of him and heard what you've heard, would you have gone on a date?
If he asked me on a date, sure.
Okay. All right, well...
Yeah, obviously not now.
Well, then there's your answer.
I know, but then there's your answer. Then you should feel pretty good. Like, you should be able to tell your friend, hey, if I were you, I would go on a date with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I don't even know if he's down for this. She is down. I've already showed a picture of him to her.
Oh, what'd she say? Like, what were her exact...
She was like, he's cute. Like, are you sure that he's single? And I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's single and...
So, yeah, you probably should know that part.
I know he's single. Like I said, I did research. I asked around.
If he's not, I don't think he cares. So go on the date anyway.
Probably.
It's the impression.
Well, maybe I'll just go down the hall and we can bring him over here.
Can we bring him over here and just ask him if he's single and if he's got a second to kind of hang out with her, you know?
But yeah, let me just tell you the first for love.
The first now he is not.
Stop crushing my dreams here. I'm trying to match them up.
You realize the first date, knowing what I know about him, would be like an Irish bar, Irish car bombs.
I think she would enjoy that. She loves going out. Yeah.
I'm just saying she's not like, you know, it's not Burns Steakhouse with him. That's not the impression I get from him. Is that what
maybe eventually they could go on like an anniversary date.
I don't think so.
They get married.
No, I don't think that's him.
Okay.
I don't know what her...
Well, let's talk... I think we should get him down here.
All right, we'll try to get him down here.
I mean, I know he's hosting another morning show right now. But...
And if he's looking for love, it shouldn't matter. You always put love in front of your career.
True.
That's what they tell you to do. They all tell you to do that. 800-992-1099. If you want to shoot Melanie a text, give her advice. Should she go down this rabbit hole? Or just let it be. It's 99.5.
Could be the matchmaker.
GYK. Maybe.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Not sure I believe this, but I want to believe it. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. So there's new research out that says just looking at a cup of coffee can actually help wake you up. You don't have to drink it. It's actually drinking it makes no difference.
Lies.
It's got to be crazy, but it says that because you've already probably drank an ungodly amount of coffee. That just looking at it, you're already telling your body what to do. So you're telling your body to wake up. So it almost doesn't matter anymore whether you drink it. It's just holding it and looking at it.
Hmm. Let me see. I'm going to look at this cup of coffee.
Yeah. How do you feel? Like, what are you feeling?
I feel like I want to take a sip. So here we go.
So
I'm feeling more awake.
What worked better? Was it looking at it or actually drinking it?
It's drinking it.
So tomorrow, Kevin, can you just make that big pot that you make and don't pour any for anybody? Let's just stare at it.
All right.
What? That's torture. No way. I love coffee. I love the taste of it. I love the smell of it. I don't want to just stare at it.
I will say one thing, though. The smell of coffee does wake me up.
Yes.
Like, not as much as drinking it. But if I have my choice, we'll just look at it or smell it. Smelling it does do something to me where I can feel it.
Yeah, it's just like Monday when the dog comes in. Obviously, looking at the dog, I'm super happy. But then once I start petting it, it's jumping all over me. I'm like extra happy.
Extra happy. All right, so that's what you have to do with a cup of coffee. You have to drink it. We've done the research, but science says if you just look at it, you'll wake right up.
It's a good start.
Go through the drive-thru and just have a cup of coffee, and then before they hand it to you, just be like, no, don't hand it to me. I just want to look at it for a minute.
Be like, you need to go to a psych ward.
No, and then you just drive off. You don't have to pay for it.
Save money.
You save a lot of money that way. I just want to look at it for a minute.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
And thank God, because it'd be so boring if it was just Florida all the time, right? All right, how about these kids? You know, usually Nutbags north of Florida, they're adults, but these are actually 14-year-old students in New Jersey.
No.
They hacked into their school's Wi-Fi network last week so they could get out of taking the test, and it worked.
What?
For a little bit it worked. The school eventually traced things back to them. They were both arrested for criminal computer activity. They basically showed up as they had their network show up that they were taking the tests.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, we can just shut the whole network down. So that's what they did. School couldn't offer the test.
Not going to lie. I'm impressed.
14 years old. I was going to say...
I'm impressed. I could never do that.
They're either going to do really bad things in life or really good things in life, right? All right, let's go over to New York. where the cops were called on Sunday night from a man who owns a home, and he says, hey, something is going on in my attic. There's a crazy noise, and I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Ooh, that's scary when you hear something in the attic.
Well, they go up into the attic, and they go, we don't see anything here. You know, they thought maybe a burglar or maybe an animal or something like that.
Okay, well, there are two. Those are vastly different things.
What?
You know, maybe a burglar, maybe like an animal.
Right, but they didn't.
Which is it?
But they didn't find either. They didn't find either. But as they were leaving, they did notice something strange in the man's house.
Oh.
It was a meth lab.
Oh.
The man was immediately arrested. So he calls for the noise in the attic. They notice a meth lab, and he's gone to jail.
Did he think that they were just going to have an oversight and just walk past the meth that he's cooking in his kitchen?
He's probably thinking that someone was coming in to steal his meth and he should call the cops. And then the cops are like, no one's here. Oh, but you do have a meth lab and you can't have a meth lab.
Well, that's why I called you guys, because someone was trying to steal my meth.
Steal my meth, but you can't have the meth. Those are nutbags north of Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.